From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. After a difficult start, they're almost done picking enough jurors for the former President Trump porn star hush money criminal trial in New York. Five more alternates have to be chosen. After court today, the defendant.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Judge Juan Marchand declaring, "We have our jury," late Thursday on a third day of jury selection. The full panel of 12 jurors was seated after a day of setbacks that saw two previously seated jurors dismissed and then later replaced. Judge Marchand says his goal is to begin opening arguments on Monday.
ABC's Mark Remillard in New York. Getting endorsed for re-election by at least 15 members of the famous Kennedy political family at an event in Philadelphia, the man also called this by one of them.
And with my hero, President Joe Biden.
Kerry Kennedy, younger sister of the independent presidential candidate, Robert F. Jr. A near miss, the FAA says an air traffic controller told a Southwest Airlines flight to cross a runway at Reagan Washington National Airport while a JetBlue flight was starting its takeoff roll on the same runway. The planes were only about 400 feet apart. Police think they avoided another school shooting, says ABC's Andy Field in Rockville, Maryland.
If the teenager Maryland police think threatened a mass school shooting actually went through with it, there's not much that would have stopped him.
There are no metal detectors in Montgomery County schools.
Police spokesperson Shara Goff says a witness alerted them to a long essay detailing how 18-year-old Alex Yee fantasized about killing fellow students.
We did increase police presence at the school while we investigated this.
Police holding the 18-year-old without bail.
Netflix now has nearly 270 million subscribers after another strong showing to begin 2024. A mixed finish for Wall Street's major indexes, the Dow up, the S&P, and NASDAQ down. You're listening to ABC News. Financial trouble for Red Lobster after its ultimate endless shrimp promotion was too successful. The deal allowed customers to eat as much shrimp as they wanted for a set price.
The restaurant giant is considering filing for bankruptcy, according to a new Bloomberg report. Filing for Chapter 11 would allow the chain to stay open while dealing with its debt, giving the company a chance to help its bottom line by reevaluating some long-term contracts and leases.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim on Red Lobster. One of the last living co-founders of an iconic rock band has died.
Dickie Betts played lead guitar for the Allman Brothers Band and also wrote and sang lead on some of their biggest hits, including their only top 10, Ramblin' Man. He co-founded the band in 1969 with brothers Dwayne and Greg Allman, and the group, known for their Southern Fried Jams, would eventually get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1995. But drugs and alcohol caused rifts in the group. There were a couple of splits, and Betts was officially booted in 2000. We're told he died at his home in Florida, surrounded by family. Dickie Betts was 80 years old. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
The Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The NHL Board of Governors has approved the sale of the team, clearing the way for its move to Salt Lake City. The new owner, Ryan Smith, also owns the Utah Jazz. The team playing its final game in Tempe. Players thanking their fans, many in tears. Sad to see them go. No word yet on a new team name. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.